"And what are these, Paul?" asked Evelyn, opening a tarnished gold box and examining its contents curiously.
"Seeds of some unknown Egyptian plant," replied Forsyth, with a sudden shadow on his dark face, as he looked down at the three scarlet grains lying in the white hand lifted to him.
"Where did you get them?"
asked the girl. "That is a weird story, which will only haunt you if I tell it," said Forsyth, with an absent expression that strongly excited the girl's curiosity.
"Please tell it. I like weird tales, and they never trouble me. Oh, do tell it. Your stories are always so interesting," she cried, looking up with such a pretty blending of entreaty and command in her charming face that refusal was impossible.
"You'll be sorry for it, and so shall I, perhaps. I warn you beforehand that harm is foretold to the possessor of those mysterious seeds," said Forsyth, smiling, even while he knit his black brows and regarded the blooming creature before him with a fond yet foreboding glance.
"Tell on. I'm not afraid of these pretty atoms," she answered, with an impetuous nod.
"To hear is to obey. Let me read the facts, and then I will begin," returned Forsyth, pacing to and fro with the far-off look of one who turns the pages of the past.
Evelyn watched him a moment, and then returned to her work, or play, rather, for the task seemed well suited to the vivacious little creature, half child, half woman.
"While in Egypt," commenced Forsyth slowly, "I went one day with my guide and Professor Niles to explore the Cheops. Niles had a mania for antiquities of all sorts, and forgot time, danger, and fatigue in the ardor of his pursuit. We rummaged up and down the narrow passages, half choked with dust and close air, reading inscriptions on the walls, stumbling over shattered mummy cases, or coming face to face with some shriveled specimen perched like a hobgoblin on the little shelves where the dead used to be stowed away for ages. I was desperately tired after a few hours of it, and begged the professor to return. But he was bent on..."